League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good evening, one of the gentlemen. Someone with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And off we go. Are you going to apologize to Christian Harris right now? Are you going to apologize for your Christian Harris slander you've had all year long?
Are you going to apologize?
I'm not the one that said he was dead.
Are you going to apologize
that he was
to
never
Joe
coming
Biden
back?
And this administration for bringing our kids back home?
What? you said rest in peace. You said the ugliest slander.
I wanted to know where he was.
That man was working his ass off to come back to you.
I wanted proof of life. I didn't like the fact that I wasn't mad at – what are you talking about? I was telling the Houston Texans they needed to keep us in the loop on what is going on with them. Turns out he was kidnapped, and Joe Biden brought him back home.
No, DeMeco said, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of you asking me every day, where's Christian Harris? Where's Christian Harris?
You know.
And that was 3 months of where's Christian Harris?
I know. You know that reporter's job.
Yeah, right. Well, that's okay.
He
do
was
your
tired
job
of
somewhere
that guy
else,
doing his
not
job.
Here. Yeah, you don't have to ask me every day. Man, Gary Kubiak got pissed at me
well,
once asking
just
about
curious,
Steve McKinney.
Like, could we get an answer?
Yeah. I mean, I got that, too, one from Gary Kubiak every day. Why isn't Steve McKinney starting? Why isn't Steve McKinney starting? Why isn't Steve McKinney starting?
You asked that?
Every day. And he told McKinney, hey, get your boy off
oh,
me.
Yeah, that's right. Because you're friends with Steve.
Yeah, yeah. Get your boy off me. I love that. So Christian Harris is coming back. Are we happy?
Ecstatic.
Well, how good is he going to be at football after all this time?
Well, I don't know. I mean, athleticism it's probably not changed. I mean, we'll have to find out what exactly, you know, how the injury affected him for that long, I guess. But, you know, the thing that will be slow for him is recognition will be a little slow. He'll miss some run fits. Man, it was an issue in college, too. I think some of the – he may play a little slower because he's got to think a little bit more and get used to it. So, yeah, I mean, that'll probably happen some. But in terms of just running and chasing, you know, chasing what he sees and getting to the football, that should not change. That should still be really good Christian Harris. But
the last time we saw him, he was so good.
Oh, man.
Anybody catches a ball in the flat, what?
I mean, it was kind of a specialty there.
Yeah. Well,
anything
also,
outside the hashes, you're in trouble.
Well, don't forget, though, he picked off a pass for a score.
That's right.
I mean, he
DeMeco told him that was the play where DeMeco told him what was coming, right?
He did. He said, remember this play that they ran? They're going to run it again. Here, boom, touchdown. Touchdown, Texans. You know, it comes at a pretty damn good time, what with Aziz, you know, killing all those people he killed and not being able to play for three games.
You know? No, he just threw a forearm shiver at Trevor Lawrence.
From what I see, apparently he's been charged with multiple murders. Anyway, he's not there for the next three games. And coincidentally, here comes Christian Harris. Charge in, right onto the field. And, you know, hopefully.
Dell's right. He was yelling. We don't say charge. We say swarm. This has really been worked on as a brand. It's DeMeco, and it comes from DeMeco, not Greg Grissom or anyone from Texans, you know, in terms of creating a new phrase that they can sell. This is a D'Amico thing. This has been a thing, I guess, for a while, a swarm. He wants a swarm mentality. So we don't say charge, we say swarm.
Swarm. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't caught on with me yet. I don't know. Is everybody saying swarm at
the
stadium?
Yeah, a lot of Texans fans do.
They are?
And they do play swarm at the stadium, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. That's a song.
Yeah, they have. Well, no. But they'll flash swarm.
Oh, okay.
And people yell swarm and stuff like that.
Well, I haven't been this year, so I do see it on TV that everybody that the other team goes.
They're swarming. Don't worry.
The other teams are swarming at the game. Well, D'Amico talked about Christian Harris, and he's happy. And, you know, these are a couple of. I just saw a highlight of Christian Harris and Will Anderson Jr. Meeting at the quarterback. And while they were at Alabama, and the caption was by somebody who put it out there, and one of the Texans guys, not Texans guys, but Texans followers, you know, these two are going to be on the field again together, Texans fans, and they are. And here is D'Amico talking about Christian Harris and how he looks.
And our strength conditioning staff, our sports performance staff, done a great job of working with Christian. And just seeing him back out, moving around, you know, he looks like himself physically, moving around. It's just a matter of, like you said, missing a lot of football. It's just a matter of him getting back in and getting those mental reps. There's nothing can help you do football except playing football. So he just has to get out there and get those physical reps of hearing a call, getting lined up. But physically, he looks like he's in a really good spot.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's got to be a little rust, though. You know what I'm saying? He might be a half a step slow in recognition when you're playing every day. I mean, you start to get into a rhythm and whatnot, and I think that you're cognitively you'll be a lot better off. You know, he's got some rust on him, so we'll see whether or not. I'm sure he worked his ass off to get back, and he's in shape to get back. It's just that mental thing that's going to be. A lot tougher that to overcome right away. So we'll see, and it's a pretty damn tough test to start out of the gate with Tua playing. And Dal, you talked about it, and the numbers are backing you up. Tua is playing just fantastic football right now.
Yeah, we thought you were lying to us.
No,
why would I lie?
Well, I watched him the other day. He was fine. His face is no big deal.
Okay, sure.
Well, everything is on target. Everything is on. That's the good Tua.
It was fine.
15 touchdowns, one pick since being back. Completion percentage over 76%.
Played a lot of patsies.
Sure, but he also lit up the Bills as well.
So did CJ.
Did he? We can look back and see those numbers once Nico got hurt. See how well CJ played.
All I care about is winning.
Understood. They won that game a long time ago. He's played well. I don't know if that'll translate to Sunday because it looks like Teron Armstead's not going to play. So we're going to see Cougars' own Patrick Paul likely started left tackle. He played quite a bit last week. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, he's playing really well, probably the best ball of his career. So the Texans have to deal with a good quarterback who's hot right now.
Patrick Paul is a nice young man.
He's a
very
big,
nice young man.
Big, nice young
big
man.
Big dude.
Long arms.
He's big dude, and he's a very nice young man. I wish him nothing but the worst.
Understood.
On Sunday. Well, I don't want – you want Patrick Paul to be great? No. I want Will Anderson Jr. to dominate him.
The natural order of things will take care of themselves.
Yeah.
You mean getting the ball out really quick so you don't isolate the young man against two elite pass rushers?
That's
the Dolphins' natural order of things.
That's what should. Yeah, and they do a pretty good job. I mean, if there's one thing Tua knows how to do, it's throw it short to people and let them run and make them look good.
Yeah, because
there's nothing. Yeah,
he's been doing that since Alabama. Just throw slants to Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs.
Because in 2022 and 2023, he wasn't known as the best
Tyreek Hill
deep ball thrower in football.
Jalen Waddle.
That's
when
right.
When does he not have a guy playing for him that runs a 4-3 that he throws a 1 yard pass to and he runs for 25 and Dell tells us. He's red hot right now.
Because CJ didn't benefit from having Tank and
CJ's
Nico Collins.
CJ's a full-field reader. CJ is someone who has to get through with constant injuries to his wide receiving corps. Tank last year, this year it's Nico, it's Stephon Diggs. He goes through adversity. Tua steps out on the field in a Lamborghini every day.
I mean, the concussions might be an adverse thing you might – talk about overcoming.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a little sputter in the, you know.
Yeah, the Lamborghini. You put the wrong oil in the Lamborghini when the starting quarterback gets concussed. Yeah. Look, the Texans should win, right? They're a good football team. The Dolphins never beat good football teams.
That's how we shut that down.
You don't want to lose to the Dolphins because it signifies you're a bad football team because they don't beat good
ones. Dolphins
still
believe they're alive.
Well, they are.
I mean, technically. No, that's like the Colts believing they're alive.
The thing is, all those teams who are still battling ahead of them play each other.
You got to cheer against the Chargers who aren't going anywhere.
And they play
really
the Broncos.
Denver. I mean, Denver's the team.
Denver and the Chargers play each other, so that's a loss for someone. And also, the Colts play the Broncos. That's a loss for someone. Mm-hmm. And then you also have the Chiefs and the Bengals, who we saw them last night. They play the Broncos still at home, or maybe that's in Denver. So there are permutations. I mean, it's not a Dolphin show, but the Dolphins still feel like they're alive. And that's why they're going to come in here desperate.
That is true. All of that is true. But listen, I mean, right away he's going to be able to hit slants and whatnot. With Eric Murray press coverage, not on my swarm team.
How afraid of you are the for the Dolphins isolating the Texans nickel guys?
I'm afraid. And if it happens, then D'Amico needs to answer for poor caddying. Because we cannot have this kind of business going on defense.
Listen, I know it happens
all the time. Can we not?
You know it's going to happen.
You know, you can't just put this on Bobby Slowick. D'Amico cannot have Jalen Petrie ever ISO'd up in man on Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle. Just can't happen. I know he will at some point.
Is Jalen Petrie alive? Have you gotten an update on his breathing? No, we haven't yet. We don't know where Jalen Petrie is. It's Eric Murray that is once again going to be in the slot, probably on A-chan or Tyreek Hill, and that's going to be awesome. And we're going to say, how in the world are we manned up with Eric Murray on Tyreek Hill? How did that happen again? How does that happen?
You guys are looking at the negative. Think about what Joe Mixon's going to be able to do against a team who doesn't stop the run. Look, if you're on the field, run the ball down the Dolphins' throat, you ain't got to worry about Eric Murray so much. Run the ball. Control the clock.
That's it. And that's a good way to go about this, too. I mean, frankly, that sounds nice in theory, but that leads to 54-yard field goal attempts. They have to have big plays.
Well,
I mean, just extend the drives and have – no, because then there's a penalty or sack, and then it's 54-yarder.
Well, I wouldn't mind CJ with a nice short passing game too.
I wouldn't
hitting Nico on slants and getting the ball into Tank's hands right away and let him go. You know, how about a little catch and run every once in a while? That wouldn't be too bad for CJ either. Instead of sitting in the pocket waiting,
yeah,
getting smashed.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, no, and there's some, you know, and that's and who did I have this conversation with? I can't remember who I had this conversation with who was making the point that maybe CJ would be better, you know, in a different offense. Well, this is about the most quarterback-friendly offense you can have, provided it's blocked up a little bit. And we saw that with CJ's rookie year. We can't just discount CJ's rookie year. He was much better than he was at Ohio State. But I do think that CJ can actually operate in multiple offenses. I do think an offense like Sean Payton runs, where he throws the dink and dunk stuff, I mean, he could operate in that.
Absolutely.
It's harder because, you know, the one who was most famous in Sean Payton's offense, obviously, was Drew Brees. But Drew was a master of running that. He didn't make a lot of mistakes. He had the patience to take what the defense gave him. He could throw it deep when he needed to. And if you wanted to make him dink and dunk, he'd beat you with one of those 15-play drives. There's not really a lot of quarterbacks that can beat you with those drives that much anymore.
I just saw a stat after Josh Allen's game the other day. The top EPA expected positive attempts. Yeah. The top EPAs of all time.
EPA is expected points.
Points affected.
Over,
points.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's really big in the analytics community.
Yeah, right.
Expected
points added.
Yeah.
It's Drew Brees, the top three games of all time. And that was in a Sean Payton offense. And that was after what was thought to be – that Josh Allen game the other day was one of the great games in NFL history by a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Yeah.
One of the great games in NFL history.
Right.
And Drew Brees had – and that was like fifth or sixth on the list of EPA. And Drew Brees had the top three. We got a lot to talk about. We got Astros to talk about on the other side, and we will do that. There is some news coming out, and then a long piece by Chandler Rome about Kyle Tucker that we'll get to as well. But right now, we're going to get to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf. He is ready for you to go to his website and sell him your car. And you know, it's funny. This guy, he has been doing this for so long. He's got the longest-running show on our air. And his business is buying. His business is buying the cars. You never hear about him selling the cars. But that's what he does. He's got such an extensive, unbelievable, just a machine going on right now. He gets those cars. He'll come to you. He'll get the car. He'll bring you the check. He will do it all. He will give you the most for it. And he says, if I can't give you the most for it and CarMax gives you more, I will give you $100. And he does that. And not often, but he does that because he beats them all the time. So you have to do that. And it's so simple. You look up his Google reviews. Everybody, you know, says he does what he says he's going to do. And then he takes the car and he cleans it up and he sells it at auction. And if he gets less than he would have because he paid too much, well, that's on him. But this is what he does. And he's going to do that for you. So you want to sell your car, you have to go to one place because he's going to guarantee you that you're at least going to get $100 out of the deal at GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you're going to be happy. Okay, first of all, Christian Harris is back, so you're happy about that because you've been calling for him. You wanted to hear about him. You've been calling for Kyle Tucker to be traded. You've been saying that. You wanted it to happen last year in the greatest season in Astros history, but they said no.
Okay. What a special run we had there.
It was a special run. Oh, went to the playoffs again. What?
Swept by Tigers.
Yeah, so everybody got swept by the Tigers in a two-game series.
Only us.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's only right. We can't beat the Tigers. Only we can't win games at home.
Okay.
Worst home team in 2 years, over two last 2 years of playoffs.
Teams. Well, Dana Brown, your wishes come true.
No, it
Dana
isn't.
Dana Brown says, beat it, Kyle Tucker.
Whole lot of nothing. It's a whole lot of nothing. The headlines say one thing, and then when you read what he actually says, you realize this is not even close. You tell me what you think he said, and I'll tell you what he said.
All right, here it is.
Well, or he can tell us what he said.
Okay. That's what he said. He's telling it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, you would listen on all the players. I don't think that, you would – turn a deaf ear to any of these guys. I think the big thing is if you have an opportunity to make the club better, that you would at least listen to other clubs and see if there's something that makes sense for the club in the present and also long term.
Okay. Now can I finish?
He has said in the past, no, we're not trading anybody. You're not trading him.
Let me tell you, he was asked, would you listen to offers? Yeah. He said, yes, we would listen. He also went on to say, and I quote, we'll listen on anybody. We're not trying to aggressively move anybody out the door. If it doesn't make sense, we wouldn't do it. So it really would have to make sense because right now we're a good team and we're not motivated to move any of these guys. Right now, and so let that sink in. Where's that one? Right now we're a good team and we're not motivated to move any of these guys.
Well,
that's in direct contrast to what you're saying. How
about in the past it was the doors no, we're not trading them. No, we're not. We're not trading them. Now at least, yes, the door is open for everybody. Yes. Where in the past it wasn't open before.
I don't know how open it is or not, to be honest with you. He believes they're a good team and they're not motivated to move anybody. Now part of that could be posturing because you don't want to not have, like, you want to maintain leverage. You don't want to just, and nobody just goes into a season telling the player before they get to camp that, yeah, you're on the block. I mean, that simply doesn't happen. But it is interesting that, it's going to be interesting to see how open they actually are. Because the thought is now that I don't personally believe that Juan Soto's contract does anything for Kyle Tucker.
Well,
I know that's the thought, but.
Well, Chandler Rome would disagree with you.
Yeah, I know he would, but I mean,
well,
does he remind you, Kyle Tucker, remind you a lot of Juan Soto?
No, they're different. Oh, okay. There's no question. Yeah, there's no question. Now, Tucker's better defensively, and Tucker is better on the base pass. Those two things. But Soto, his war, everything about Soto is better than Kyle Tucker. What do you think the number, the total number that Chandler Rome put out there? Like, Soto's is $765 million. What do you think Tucker's total number is, according to Chandler Rome?
How old is he? Man, I feel like I'm a little high on this, but what about... No, I'm probably not high on this. How about 10 years, 320?
Higher.
I figured. Does he say years or total?
Somewhere in the realm of $400 million.
No, I'm sure they're shooting.
A decade-long deal.
Yeah, I'm sure they're shooting for 40, 10 years
he
of 40.
He goes on
to
say.
It's probably closer. Yeah, it's probably closer to about 36, I think.
Tucker might not come close to the 765 in total money Soto received.
Really?
But a compelling argument could be made that he should approach $51 million in average annual value.
Well, he's going to be a Yankee now. After all that business happened with Juan Soto, the Yankee fans meltdown, they can't believe they lost a player to somebody else. Like, the way that they have stolen players, the arrogance, the pure arrogance, the unadulterated arrogance and chutzpah, as some people would say, and ego of Yankees and Yankee fans, they're all making angry screaming videos. Did you see the guy who drove out to the Mets park and showed what a dump it was and was screaming at MF and Juan Soto? Like, this is what you left us for? This...
Did you
look at this? And it's not nice around there. I mean,
happen to see Luis Severino? Luis Severino over the weekend signed with the A's.
After
he signs his deal, they walked him out to the park and they took a picture. Uh-huh. And the people there were like, so. And Luis Severino went, oh,
he's got to have the blues.
This is where I'm pitching? Wait a minute. I should have looked at that first.
Vegas. He's going to Vegas.
Well, not for 3 years. They just got one of the major hurdles signed this past
weekend.
It'll
be faster than that.
No.
Well, they got to build a stadium.
No, it won't. No,
so
it
I guess
won't
not.
Faster, no.
Yeah, Severino will be out of baseball.
In 3 years, Luis Severino. He'll have his money. But how about – why would the A's sign Luis Severino to a big – I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean, you would think – I know maybe it's just out of reputation. The reputation – ownership's reputation has been so damaged because I don't know that one signing of a former Yankee, I don't know that that can change your reputation, but it feels like they're trying.
Yeah. And
it's not going to matter.
They've got some money to spend, I guess. I don't know.
You know, maybe their thought is we can utilize him to potentially deal him at the trade deadline.
Did you see Juan Soto's numbers at Citi Field?
They're sick.
1175 OPS. Yeah. 12 homers and two of the five longest home runs.
No, the Mets watched him do that to them and over the years, and so they understand. You know, they're not blind to those numbers. We know who Astro killers are. If you watch the games, you know who the best hitters are in your own park. You can feel it.
He said the reason, you know, Steve Cohen is a guy who is going to open up the checkbook. He said, but the reason that he signed with them is because he believes Steve Cohen is going to build a winner and a long-term winner there. And I think
he's going to try, John. He went out and signed it. It wasn't that long ago that he signed Scherzer and Verlander. I mean, that was serious. That was a serious move.
It turned out to be one of the worst waste of money of all time.
He did, but he didn't. You know what he didn't do is just say, well, that's it. I'm just going to go port. No, he went and he got back in the batter's box.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, listen, he did Lindor and that long-term deal, and it was like, oh, you know, and Lindor's just going to go away and be lost in him. Lindor is still really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Those two back-to-back in that lineup, wow. No, the Mets are going to be a team. Now they just need some pitching. They got to go out and get some pitching. But he went and signed Scherzer and Verlander. You think that dude ain't going to be able to bring in some pitching? Yeah, absolutely. And with Soto in your lineup, that's going to be the place to go now. The Yankees, you know what? There's a reason the Yankee fans are pretty pissed off. They're going to be actually and also ran in that city.
Oh, come on.
No.
The Yankees own the city. No one's jumping from Yankees to Mets.
No. Oh, yeah.
Not in New York. No. That is a religion. That's like just saying, I'm done with being a Longhorn. Well, I'm going to be an Aggie now.
But they're going to be, listen, the Mets are going to have more success than the Yankees are.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was told that 2 years ago when it was Scherzer and Verlander. So we'll see. I mean,
can one hitter
make all that difference? Are they going to be able to pitch?
No, but guys are going to be guys are going to be going there now.
Well, let's see how much money they have left.
Oh,
I mean, who are they going to keep signing?
Next time you worry about Steve Cohen's money, don't.
No, but it's not a thing where you just spend
You mean like the Dodgers?
No, but the Dodgers. You already know, John. The Dodgers have gamed the system. If you want to get other players to take the backloaded stuff that goes beyond the length of their contract,
then go ahead. The difference is Steve Cohen doesn't have to backload stuff. The Dodgers did. And you know what? The Dodgers are. These guys are going to sell this team.
They're doing
in 10 years, and they're going to be. And the next owners are going to be paying him. So the Dodgers did it smart. Steve Cohen don't care about that money. He don't care.
But, John, it's luxury tax, too. They did it for the competitive balance tax.
Steve Cohen don't care about that either.
But you don't know that. What do you mean he don't care?
He spends now, Lance.
But the Dodgers did it, too, but they did it smart. The Yankees have done it in the past. I don't know why you would just say it's not going to matter to Steve Cohen. Like, why do you all of a sudden have this because of one signing?
No. Steve Cohen's been to it. He did it 2 years. He did it with
Verlander. I know. I just told you when he did it, and you said it didn't work.
Because these things don't always work in the future.
And when you do these things, you're talking about a bunch of 10-year deals and 12-year deals. Good Lord, nothing could send you off the deep end quicker with a bad contract.
I didn't say that. I said he's going to go get pitching, and guys will want to play there. I didn't say he's going to do a bunch of 10-year deals.
Well, okay, wanting to play there and him paying top dollar is potentially two different things. I think you're still going to see – I don't think you're going to see him. But one of the reasons they got rid of those two guys is that it wasn't financially viable if they weren't winning. I mean, he was quick to get rid of two pitchers.
No, it wasn't working. That's why he got rid of them.
Well, it was a half a year, John. It was
miserable. It was a miserable half a year. But you know what? We'll see. I'm going to tell you this. They're going to have more success than the Yankees are.
You're taking a shot there.
Yep.
You're taking a shot with one hitter. Is going to make all the difference in the world.
I'm going by Kyle Tucker. I'm going by his track record.
But look
Steve
at the
Cohen
Yankees.
Is going to spend like the Dodgers,
so what?
And they're going to have success.
Spending does not equal success all the time. In fact, it equals it much less than you would think.
Well, except in the Dodgers case. Except in the Dodgers case.
No, the Dodgers also had really good talent, too. They had young talent that they've groomed also over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they added Betts. I mean, they've added some really – and they added Otani this year. But they've added some great players, but they've also grown. They've also had some homegrown. Their pitching has been homegrown. I mean, they've done a pretty good job, too.
Yeah, and then they added pitching.
The Yankees have had some homegrown. I mean, yep. Aaron Judge and Gleyber. I mean, they've had some homegrown. And the Mets can't – you just try to buy your way to – just. I'm just not willing to just say the Mets. I'm definitely not willing to say Mets over Yankees. And then – I don't know. And the Yankees, last I checked, they still have money, too. And they'll go get Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman, and we'll just have the New York Astros.
But that's a real possibility.
It's a real possibility.
That's absolutely.
For the $700 million, they can take Ryan Pressly off our hands, and they can go get Alex Bregman, and they can go get Kyle Tucker.
Maybe Jim Crane should take them over to those guys over to Zadik, and maybe that will sell them to stay here.
Maybe probably more a contract. But you never know, because what he can do is have a custom-made Astros jewelry. You can get custom-made jewelry. Did you know that? You could get jewelry made that really is specific to her, right? To something that could be her initials. It could be a lot of people will have the children's initials on a bracelet that is made. I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Birthstones, obviously, that's one that's been done, and they can do that in very unique ways. Zadik Jewelers is just your solution. They're your solution if you're in the doghouse. They're your solution if you want to say, I love you. If they're your solution, if you're looking for a great engagement and you want a diamond ring that is going to impress her and really they'll help you with the entire engagement process because you want to get that right. There's so much to see at Zadik Jewelers. It really will blow you away. Once you're in the store, 28,000 square feet, it kind of can overwhelm you because there's so much to see. But the people who work there do an amazing job of taking you through all the biggest brands and brand names, and they educate you on everything. That includes the watches, guys, if you're there to see the watches. So you will have great education, an educational process. You'll know exactly what you're doing, what you're looking at. And then from there, they'll work with you on budget to find the perfect jewelry, the perfect piece for her or for him that you can find. And that's the difference at Zadig Jewelers, making a difference over the last four decades, and truly the best jeweler in the city of Houston, Zadig Jewelers, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I was looking over. We didn't even go over all the bowl games, which was we were remiss yesterday. Dell, thank you. When I asked, what did we miss? What about all the bowl matchups?
I brought up Ryan Pressly. What bowl matchup were you so excited about getting to?
Oh, what about the Texas Bowl, LSU versus Baylor?
Just because you say it like that doesn't make it exciting.
Something interesting is happening. We'll see how, typically everyone exits these bowls. Listen, but there's actually been some players who are saying they're going to try to play in the game.
Well, it's weird because,
maybe for NIL.
A couple of years ago, I went to Kansas State and LSU in the Texas Bowl. And, I mean, I'll tell you, the LSU fans showed up. They drank the place out of all of its alcohol again.
They just didn't play football.
They did that in the preseason opener when they played Wisconsin here. But I was outside, and I saw the team walk in, and I was like, oh, my God.
There was nobody.
It looks like a JV high school team.
There was nobody.
Nobody.
They were missing, 13 players?
More. I think there were. I don't think they had three starters.
So I'm interested to see if that keeps happening because if so, bowl games could go away. Some of them may not be able to survive because they don't do great with ticket sales.
No,
they need the sponsor.
Care. They got the sponsorship money.
Well, it's all about sponsorship money. But if I'm a sponsor,
yeah, of course.
And if people aren't watching the game,
well, as long as I get my ESPN money and I get my sponsorship money. And I paper the stadium with free tickets, and they buy concessions. I'm going to keep on doing it.
Yeah, but bowls are losing propositions. Have you? Oh no! Wait,
no, they're not.
I got to look at. They are for teams. They are for teams. A lot of them are. Teams lose money.
Teams
a lot of teams lose money.
Yeah,
a lot of teams lose money on bowl games.
Right.
If I'm a team, I'm just being real here. I don't know that in players today. This is not one of those. We have to really update this. This is an old thing to say, this means so much to the players to get to go to a bowl. For a lot of these guys with NIL now, they'd be like, I don't give up about this bowl. I just want my money, and I want to get off to my vacation.
Well, plus half the team is in the transfer portal already.
Yeah, I mean, I think this the bowl games, the romanticizing bowl games.
Well, actually a joke if you want to know the truth.
Why say yes to a bowl game then? If you're a team,
I want to see if you know where these bowls are.
Okay,
all right.
Oh, are you going to say the names of the bowls now?
Yeah.
Oh,
here's the name of the bowl.
This is the hardest contest I've ever done.
The Bad Boy Mowers Bowl,
Detroit.
No, it's in a Yankee Stadium. It's the Pinstripe Bowl.
Okay.
Where is the Lockheed Martin?
Oh, that's is that in Jacksonville?
No, it's in is it Dallas? Fort Worth?
Yeah, it's the Armed Forces Bowl in Dallas. Right?
Okay.
Oh, Lockheed Martin.
Where's the Wasabi Bowl?
Ooh, Japan.
Nope. Fenway Park.
Oh, of course.
Where's the Go Bowling Bowl?
Go Bowling has got to be. Hold on, that's got to be someplace in the Midwest.
They don't put bowl games in the Midwest.
Yeah, but a nice cold bowl game to really
Chicago
get the guys excited. Let's say
Arizona.
Mississippi.
No, I don't know. It doesn't say on here.
That is a lot of wasted time.
Well, it's a military bowl, so it's going to – who knows? It's probably in Philadelphia.
San Diego.
San Antonio.
It's in San Antonio?
I don't know.
No, it's okay. Well, if it's military, it's going to be San Diego, San Antonio.
Oh, or Dallas, right, or something. Yeah.
Not Dallas.
Because Dallas has a military bowl. The 68 Ventures Bowl. I mean, the Game Above Sports Bowl. The IS4S Bowl. The ISP.
You what? Sure these advertisers are getting their money's worth? You sure we're going to keep these since it sounds like they're rotating out every year now?
Well, the IS4S.
What does that
game
mean? Oh, that's what quarterbacks have to take before the draft.
How are you going to miss this? Oh. How are you going to miss the South Alabama Western Michigan matchup?
I can't.
It'll be on TV during.
That's Major Apple
during Christmas week, right?
Better speak on his name properly.
No, it's the first bowl.
Oh, it's the first bowl.
It's the very first bowl.
It is.
No. It's not. But it's right up there. It's December 14th.
It's in Montgomery, Alabama.
Does that? No one knows. No one.
Major Applewhite will be coaching in the game.
Yeah.
Where's the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
That's in Orlando.
It is?
Yes, I know this because the Canes are in it. They're playing Iowa State.
Okay.
I love Pop-Tarts. I
what about the Tony the Tiger Bowl?
Easy. That's somewhere in Florida also.
El Paso. It's the Sun Bowl.
Why can't we just call it the El Paso? Why can't we just call it the Sun Bowl?
Because you got to put the name, otherwise you don't get the cash. You want that
cash. The Sun Bowl presented by Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. No. That's what it should be.
Like the Rose Bowl
does. Well, it is the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl.
Gasparilla's in New Mexico? Is that where that bowl game is?
No one knows.
I just – why are you – you're asking
what
us where it
is. What game are we playing?
What kind of game
don't
is this?
The answers?
It's why would impossible
you,
to know.
No. What kind of games? You ask us where it is.
He's
we give you a guess. You don't have an answer?
Questions with no answers.
It doesn't say where it is. It just says the name of the bowl.
Then
and the
you
matchup.
Should go find it if you're asking us these questions.
When's the last time you watched a bowl game that didn't involve, like, a real game?
I watch LSU
These
bowl.
Games aren't real games.
The Gasparilla Bowl.
No one cares about the Sarsaparilla Bowl.
Oh, I didn't say it's
Gasparilla. Oh, here's a bowl
it's
with
the
mayonnaise.
Gasparilla. It's
It's in St. Petersburg.
Mayonnaise bowl is a real bowl.
Yeah, the mayo bowl.
And you pour mayonnaise on
that's
people.
That's in
like,
Charlotte, isn't
what
it?
What a sad. This is like something from Nickelodeon only with mayonnaise.
Oh, this is the one you want. The Trans Perfect Bowl.
Why are you dabbing in there?
Feels like I
Did
could
he
dab.
Dab.
Yeah. What? Because what I knew where you were going with that, and I felt like that was worth a dab.
That's where you at that bowl. That's the Music City Bowl. Why the Music City put trans on it?
Trans Perfect. Well, Trans
it's
Perfect a is a business, not what you're alluding to. It's for global businesses providing. They provide language and technology solutions.
Oh, I'd change my name if I was.
I knew you're. Gonna, I was just gonna let you say it. I was like, we hit a break, or will John say they should change your name?
They should just say it. That's all I'm saying.
They're successful enough to put their money into a bowl game,
in
so
bowl
apparently
game.
They're doing fine.
But they're dumb enough to put their money on a bowl game.
Okay. Well, here's one suggestion from our listeners. Coupon says, please say Work Jerk Bowl and not Las Vegas Bowl. We're trying to get our numbers up. That would have people talking.
The Work Jerk?
Stop saying it. Because it's not a bowl game, right? It's not actually a bowl game?
No, I don't think
so
that's a company.
So why are we saying it? Why are you playing into it?
But this is what we're, you know, this is what the people are saying.
The people, one person.
But this is picking up some traction.
From
what?
Yeah, you gave it traction.
Only because
you read it. This is what the community is
talking
about.
No, you just wanted to say that. There's nothing to do with anything.
No, the people love Work Jerk. It says it right here.
Well now they do because you said it several times.
Mm. Oh. Okay. Yeah, so did you guys watch?
Is there any decorum on this show?
Did you watch Homer Simpson last night?
I turned for
I
a little
watched
bit
some of the highlights. I didn't watch it live.
I turned for a little bit of it. I watched one series. Well, I guess two series.
With the Simpsons doing it?
So it's like old N64 graphics. It was weird. And then they would just intersperse. Now, I got to say, DeMarvion Overshown, they took him instead of DeMarvion. Now, imagine, John, you didn't see any of it, right?
No.
So they're these big cartoonish football players. Like I said, it looks like an old Nintendo game, I would say. And but advanced, not original at Nintendo, N64. And then what they do is they took DeMarvion Overshown and they replaced him with Mo the Bartender.
Mo Sizlak. He was cooking last night.
And Mo was, I mean, he was cooking all over. He
I
was
saw
in Joe Burrow's face.
I saw Homer
he
guarding.
He made a big fourth down stop.
Yeah.
I saw Homer guarding Jamar Chase, and that didn't go well for Homer.
I saw Lisa.
Jamar Chase was Lisa, and he couldn't catch
him. Yeah, I saw someone overlay Mo Sizlak on just a clip of Jamar Chase highlights from his career, And it was just most – it's like being Jamar Chase scoring touchdowns against – throughout his career. It's like, oh, I know that highlight, but it has Mo Sislak on it instead of Jamar Chase.
So funny is what they were like a play and a half behind. So I think what they were doing is they were watching a play, and when whoever – somebody had a play, they would change on the broadcast. They would change, okay, take over Sean. Let's make this Mo. Okay, this is Jamar Chase about to make a play. Let's make this Lisa. And so there was a delay so they could do that, but it was
and whoever messed up was Homer.
It was never now it didn't seem less consequential when the Bengals didn't get their fourth down from midfield when Mo made the tackle on who I don't even know who it was underneath. It didn't seem like it was such a big deal. I'm like, "Eh, big deal." I don't know. Watching cartoons play, I felt like there's no consequences to any decisions.
For the kids,
it's just
right?
cartoons.
It's not for you. It's for the children.
No, I felt like it was less. Your decisions were less consequential. Like,
I wonder what
if a
kind
bad
of
thing happened. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay.
I wonder what kind of numbers they got.
Did they animate the block punt then touching the football after cross?
Oh, it's all animated.
That no, I know. But did they ask? Did they have a Simpsons character make the mistake?
That'd be Homer.
I didn't see that
Homer.
One.
It would have to be Homer.
It have to be Homer.
And then you have somebody on the sideline going,
Well, Nelson made a big fourth down catch. I saw that.
He did?
Did he?
Yeah.
He did?
Yes.
Nice. Good way to play Nelson.
I think they put him over Mike Gesicki at some point.
So here's my guess. My guess is that a lot of people tuned in at some point, and most of them didn't stay. That's my guess is that, you know, the time spent listening we have, I'm sure there's a time spent viewing or some component like that in television. My guess is it wasn't that great. Because the people watching Monday Night Football are probably not, and even if you grew up loving The Simpsons, which Simpsons have been around for like 36 years now, even if you've grown up loving The Simpsons, that was something I have a hard time believing you could lock in on that long term.
No, it's just a gimmick.
Oh, that's a gimmicky little thing. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, it's the this is the future of football, though, where they give you. I watched all three versions. I saw Simpsons. I spent a lot of time on the Madden cast watching Bill Belichick yesterday. And then the regular broadcast. There's three different ways to consume.
Well, I would like you to spend some time talking about Craig DeSerp right now.
All right. There's different ways to consume your vehicles from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And one of those ways is to lease, which I have done a lot of leasing over the last several years. My wife's on a lease, but really she's had to do a lot of driving out to Kingwood. So we probably need to do a purchase on the next vehicle, which needs to come up sooner rather than later. But I got a vehicle for you right now, a pickup truck, and you can do a purchase or a lease, but I'm going to tell you about some purchase opportunities for you. Right now, you've got 0% APR financing on a GMC Sierra 1500 pickup truck, and it's not just any GMC Sierra 1500. It's the Elevation Crew Cab four-wheel drive with 5.3-liter V8 engine, powerful engine. They've got additional dealer discounts as well, and this is for... and this is with 0% financing. It's hard to find 0% financing anymore. And yet, I'm telling you about it. It's right here. But this could end at the end of the month. So make sure you get it done before the end of the year. It's a great chance for you to get the vehicles as they're moving them off the lots, getting ready for the new group of vehicles coming in and take advantage of those of the pricing and the aggressiveness to sell the vehicles. The most aggressive trade-in prices you'll find, and nobody touches their customer service. They win awards for it every single year. They're out in Angleton. They're great people, and they're going to do a great deal for you on your vehicle. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. GMC, we are professional grade.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Weird stuff going on. You know, Dal, get the Brandon Graham thing ready.
I mean, you want to talk about covering your ass?
Holy
shit. No, I was kidding.
So Brandon Graham is on one of the WIP shows. And I tell you, this generation, I mean.
Generation? He's like 36 years old.
Yeah,
Brandon.
No,
well,
he's still a millennial.
He's still your generation.
No, he's a full-on millennial.
Of
he's
course,
not a
but,
Gen Z.
But he ain't young.
No.
To be doing this.
No, this is crazy. Not well, I mean, you see Micah and Diggs doing their show, And it's like this, you know, the stuff that you talk about in the locker room, this was off grounds for – this is amazing. This is amazing to me. There's beef right now between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts – I mean, and there's video – there's evidence, video evidence that A.J.'s right about this thing. Jalen Hurts has got him wide open on a couple of plays, and he ain't looking for – he's looking or he just won't pull the trigger, and then he hits his, one of his checkdowns. And I saw multiple plays where Jalen is doing this, and A.J.'s none too pleased about it. And apparently now – here's Brandon Graham on the radio on WIP talking about the Jalen and A.J. Brown situation.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. And I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he noticed. He, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I know that one is trying. And, I mean, 11 could be a little better with how he responds to things. And they was friends before this. It's like, man, but things have changed, and I understand that because life happens. But we gotta, it's the business side that we have to make sure that we don't let the personal get in the way of the business, and that's what we gotta do better as right now because we know it's an issue. Everybody's seen some things, but we need to be able to talk things out as men. You know what I'm saying? And but we need to let personal stuff go and let's get right for this game because, man, it's like a lot of stuff. Most of the time, it's just a conversation that just need to be had. But the person with the problem got to want to talk to the person other than others. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
So that is a conversation with people he trusts, obviously, because he's just being real. Like he's having a football. He's having a conversation about stuff with the team, and I don't think he had a full realization that that's a big story. It's a big story in any market. It's a monster story in the same city where 20 years prior, Donovan McNabb and Terrell Owens, literally that feud, literally tore the team apart. And it broke, it splintered the locker room badly, badly, badly. I had a friend of mine whose brother was on that team, and he told me stories who said, man, like the locker room, there were guys, you had to choose sides. You chose sides on T.O. or Donovan McNabb, and it was a big internal problem. So, I mean, you got a city with that history, and then he says something like this. I didn't think it's – like, he didn't say anything that was incendiary. Did you think so?
Oh, not incendiary, but saying stuff about the relationship
right.
between two players in the locker room?
Well, especially in Philadelphia, you can't do that. Now, did you – I can't tell if you – did you see his comments after that?
He said,
I made a mistake, and I assumed that it was something that it wasn't. I just want to win so bad, I just don't want to use the media when we need to talk about something and we can fix the problems ourselves, which he did.
Yeah.
I didn't add to it in a good light, so that's my bad. I just assumed, and it made me out to look even worse because I had it all wrong, and now people are going to run with that part. I really just want to win, man. I want brothers to be able to just hash it out. Obviously, somebody got to him and like, what are you
Sirianni
doing?
Got to him.
Did he?
Oh,
he said, probably.
Well, if I'm Sirianni, I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
It could have been a player, too, who said, what are you? Yeah, and so now he's trying to cover his ass. He meant everything. I'm sure there is issues. There's clearly issues. The first part he said is true. The second part is trying to CYA and not very effectively. It is strange that and I don't know if you saw this, Donovan McNabb was talking about this, too, that they need to work things out and then Terrell Owens retweeted a quote from Donovan McNabb that somebody had created in a graphic and said, you of all people are saying this? And he went after, 20 years later, he went after Donovan McNabb on Twitter yesterday. Terrell Owens did. Terrell can't let stuff go.
No.
He lives, I think Terrell lives here. Did you know that?
He still wants to play.
I think my brother saw him out in... you know, Dennis Rodman is here. Dennis Rodman has a house here in Houston. People see him out. Terrell Owens, Shaq used to be. Terrell Owens still looks amazing.
He wants to play still.
Terrell Owens is one of the great physical specimens in the history of football.
In the history of the world.
The world. And a great athlete. He's still fast. Like, he does not age. He is, man, he's incredible.
Yep. Let's talk about this Bill
also
Belichick.
A grudge holder and extraordinarily petty.
Let's talk about this Belichick thing on the other side. When we come back, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Matt Hogue and the Hogue Landscape Services. Now, if you want somebody that will, you know, cut your lawn, that, you know what, they'll trim your trees, they'll plant your flowers, they'll do all this, they'll maintain your house. That absolutely, they do that every single day. They've got trucks out on the street doing this every single day. That's what they do. I'm here to talk about how you can convert your backyard, and your front yard as well, into just a haven. If you're looking, I saw their work, okay? Johnny got a putting green put into his house. He went along the side and in the back as well, and it's just, it can't be better. It looks fantastic. If you see the pools that he does, if you see the fire pits that he does, if you see the outdoor kitchens that they do, if you see the living areas that they put outside, I mean, it's fantastic work. It is second to none. They're exterior decorators, and they're going to make your outdoor, make it so livable, not livable, make it extraordinary. That's what you're going to do. And how about do it this holiday season? How about as a gift to the family? This is what we're going to put in this pool. We're going to put in a basketball court. We're going to put in a pickleball court. Whatever it is that you want to do this holiday season for the family. Call, let's just go to Hogue, HOGUELS.com, HogueLS.com. That's Hogue Landscape Services. And see for yourself what they do. And you're going to go, wow, I want them to do that. HogueLS.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.